Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome everybody. This is your lady, #SwagQuincy. I'm wondering if people can hear me out there. Welcome back to Wellness Wednesdays with Miss Erudite. I know it's been a little while since we hit the airwaves, but I think it's more than enough time to actually come together and talk about a lot of things. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, and we are in a time now where people are calling a pandemic. We have been overcome by a virus, and we're going to talk about that today, as well as preventative ways that we can prevent virus and natural holistic ways where we can actually improve our lungs, and some type of exercises that we can do to help pretty much sustain ourselves and keep us in the best of health. So we're gathered here today. We're going to be talking with Miss Erudite, and she's going to be covering a whole lot of things, including political issues, current events. We're going to be talking a lot here today, people. Again, it's about reflecting, and we want to talk to the listening audience, too, on how this quarantine has made you feel. Have you been considered an essential worker? Have you been out? Have any family members you've known? And we will also have a moment of silence for people that we've lost through these turbulent times. So stay tuned in, ladies and gentlemen. We're here live, Wellness Wednesday with Miss Erudite. Be right back. Stay tuned in. This is your lady, #SparkQuincy.
I'm high off life right now. I can walk outside and just sniff me like three lines. All the thing I ask, only thing I ask when you see me is you crack a smile. I still do it for the art like Michelangelo. I still do it for the art like Michelangelo. I still do it for the art like Michelangelo. Utmost power, Charlie Fitzpatrick. How to spit a flow and get ghost. 40 acres in a mule, look, I could triple Spike Lee. And that Zion DC, give a fuck if you don't like me. My material vanity leave me on the brink of insanity. Pay their tuition. I'm either Doc King or Einstein. Follow my intuition. Mel Gibson, passionate of Christ. The bloodstream from my veins to the ink sinks. My sacred heartbeat, never offbeat. I brain flowing some thunderous sounds. Look in the sky, no clouds. Baby in the pool, Nirvana. Teen spirit, don't you feel it now? I'm high off life right now. I can walk outside and sniff me like three lines. Only thing I ask, only thing I ask when you see me is you crack a smile. I still do it for the art like Michelangelo, Michelangelo. I still do it for the art like Michelangelo, Michelangelo.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesdays. We are live. This is your lady, #SparkPlenty. We are still waiting for Miss Erudite to call in. And in the meantime, in between time, we have a call in the queue, and I would like to see what's going on. Welcome to Wellness Wednesdays. Last four digits, 3505.
Yo, what's up? Oh, you talking to me? Are you talking to me? What's up? What's going on? Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, some of y'all may not know who I am. I am the professor. I am that D, that D-double-O-G, rolling on that D and rolling on that X. I am on Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? Listen, before we get to that professional, look, we talk about this pandemic thingamabug, germ war. You know, I feel like these people are in cahoots, panicky, and all that kind of nonsense. But I will tell you, shouldn't be so afraid. Because it is the government is controlling everything. Concentration camps. You're not allowed to be outside of hours. I mean, my God, this country has not only has gone forwards, but it has gone backwards. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine, you know, when I woke up to the so-called coronavirus, a.k.a. known as the swine flu, back in 2009, a lot of people might not remember that or recall to that, I feel like they know it's the swine flu. And I feel it's the swine flu. Now, this is what really alerts me. When they use the word coronavirus or CVD-19, I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute. I ain't that stupid. If they did the swine flu back in 2009 and nothing was shut down, and then we are in 2020 on April 8th of this year, why didn't they do that back then instead of doing it right now? That's what I want to know. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's true. Let me just see. I think this might be Miss Eva Dyke. Hold on a second. Miss Eva Dyke, is that you? Last four digits, 4842. Miss Eva Dyke? I'm assuming. Maybe not. Okay, we back. The professor.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I thought that was
anyway.
I'm listening.
Okay, so anyway, so this so-called pandemic, germ war, that's been going on for hundreds of years. Now, like I said to you, I'm going to tell you about what my friend told me, what they used to do to pigs back then. And everybody, a lot of people may not be familiar with the story with the swine flu. I can tell you that what they used to do with these scientists, used to take a needle and stick it into a pig. And, you know, when I told this story to people, they thought, okay, dude, you're getting crazy. I was like, well, I thought it was a crazy story, too. But what they did was they stuck a needle into a pig. And when one pig freaked out, the other pig started going berserk. And you know what that was?
Mm-hmm.
That pig was infected. The pig was totally infected. That's how the swine flu came into play. Everybody says it's 1918. Well, actually, I looked up the original year, which is 1919. Not 1918. So we get that mixed up. Now, this is a little bit after World War One. Okay, World War One was in 1917. See, that was the so-called pre-war. The pre-war had already kicked off. So we're already getting to the so-called controversial of how the so-called pandemic, swine flu, / coronavirus, / T virus, / whatever virus that they're trying to prevent. But for what I understand, I feel like the government is on to some test sites. You know, these so-called big test sites are testing that they want to overrule the world, which, you know, they've already planned and they've already done before, and which they kind of feel like, well, you know what, we're going to do whatever we want, when we want, how we want. And I feel like, to me, I see the things that are happening too fast and too quick. You know, I'm hearing celebrities like the guy Curly from the Harlem Globetrotters passed on. Okay. And then you have all these artists dying constantly. And I'm saying, well, that's saying that, well, that's not that I'm saying, but I'm saying that the media said that these people are dying from the so-called coronavirus. And I'm thinking, I ain't that dumb. But I know. They just add up. These celebrities just don't just go. They don't just quote, but I feel the Illuminati's involved in this. That's what they're not telling us. That's what the media doesn't want us to know. And the reason why I say that, because I feel like there is some evil, evil, cruel intention SOBs lurking around out there somewhere. I've had people approach me. I've had people who say, hey, man, you can't go around saying that. And I said, I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to say because I know what's happening. You're not going to shut me up. Because I am the D-O-double-G rolling on that G, rolling on that X, a.k.a. Y'all know me as a professor. Hello. but the whole thing is,
like, you want now, to, the professor, excuse me, you wanted to talk about a film called Bio something, right?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. Okay. So this film called Bioterrorism. Now, be forewarned, once you watch this video, it's going to change you. It's going to change you. I mean, it's going to make you think like, well, have you ever wondered what's in the waters? What are we drinking? What's in the lakes? What's in the rivers? What's in the oceans? I'll tell you what it is. Antibacterial. Amoebas. Little planktons that float in the water. We have no idea. It's like the water is safe. It is safe, but according to scientists, now, what they do is they take a little tube and they scoop out some water. Now, this is what they don't tell you. So, in the documentary, they take it to a chemical plant. You heard me right, a chemical plant. And what they do is they take these little tubes and they put them inside, and what it is, they rattle it. And this tube is rattled so much, right? Now, they take it, and they put it inside this rocket. Now, speaking of rockets, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but hold on to your hats, ladies.
Yeah, I have to.
Give me
wait. Hold on a second, Professor.
Okay.
Ms. Everdike just joined the call. Ms. Everdike, are you with us?
I'm with you tonight. Hi. How is everyone? This call is so much clandestine information we are going to be speaking about. You know, I attend UN, IMF, World Bank meetings, as well as World Health Organization, sitting in one we discussed of October 2019 that is going on right now in our communities of color and Hispanic communities being hit the most with the coronavirus. COVID-19 is what they are being hit with. We need to speak about the 5G, the two different, one is coronavirus, one is COVID-19. We will be speaking about the deep state, the vaccinations and everything. I'm glad everyone joined tonight.
Yes, our call has been packed already. I think we reached capacity as of now. Ms. Everdike, I think that
I have so many people. I have people calling in from California. Remember, Doom from Cali, he should be on the call. I told him to call in. I hope he got through, but he couldn't get in, so I told him I'm trying to get everybody. I have, you know, I posted it on certain sites. I have people that usually meet me at IMS and World Bank. They want to come in. So I hope everyone is on the call. But if not, hopefully they can listen back to the call another time.
Yes, that's correct. We currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have currently 8 callers in the queue.
Okay.
8 callers in the queue. I just need to know the last 4 digits of Mr. California if he would like to chime in and I can add him in on a call. You know, it's nothing like getting back together, you know, like minds, meeting on common ground and discussing the current state that we're in. I was talking to a gentleman before you chimed in. He was talking about a documentary that's called Bioterrorism, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he also spoke a little bit about the swine flu. Because
right.
we have had some things in the past, and history seems to be repeating itself. And I just wanted to talk to you, Ms. Erudite, about COVID-19 and the fact that there is a difference between COVID-19 and the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, coming from the aspect of, we know that coronavirus is a virus, and a virus, when we're dealing with a virus, is only through an RNA or DNA, which is man-made. We need to make sure that we know that. If any of my biochemists are here, any of my biologists are here, and people that are in the health field that does not just follow the Western medicine and Western European studies of NIH and World Health Organization, as well as Centers for Disease Control, and we're not speaking on that topic. But anyone that understands biology, we do know that viruses are RNA or DNA. So now when we're speaking on the coronavirus, we are speaking on a man-made bioweapon. We are under attack because that virus been here, not directly in the U.S., but we know that it was where? Created in a lab where? Wuhan, China, back when? 1981. So let us bring the history of the coronavirus. There are so many different states of the coronavirus. So what we are dealing with right now is not the coronavirus. The coronavirus will be in that vaccine, that deadly vaccine with the RFID chip under Affordable Care Act. Oh, I forgot. We do have our President Obama's people on this phone tonight, so I might be talking a little too much. But under the Affordable Care Act was written in under the Affordable Care Act, and I will repeat the 13,333 pages that I had to peruse. We spoke about this on our call how long ago, sister? Professor, didn't
yes.
we speak about this?
Yes,
but we all know who was part of the deep state. Why would he put that into law to give us RFID chips? Because this is about a technocratic government that wants to take over. And so many people are so stale, deaf, dumb, and blind. And this is the problem we are having today. To really tell us to stay in the home and don't get our vitamin D. Vitamin D, we need that. That is essential. So you telling us to stay in the home so we could go get synthetic vitamin D from these pharmaceutical companies. Oh, but I know I don't do that. It is, a lot of people are being affected by this COVID-19 pandemic. Why? And it was created in our backyard. Nobody is speaking about Levy from Harvard. That was in that brought the vow to the U.S. Why nobody speaking about that? And when Donald Trump speaks, they don't want to hear him, but he is telling the truth. What virus can survive in hot weather? When he speak about hydroxychloroquine, he's telling the truth about that. I have a lot of my Africans that have malaria and tell you which drug they use to fight the malaria. If this is supposed to be an antiviral, but no, it's not. Because COVID, let's break down that. What other pathogens are in there? Let's speak. MERS, SARS, okay? HIV. I said it, HIV. These are the pathogens that make up COVID-19. So who is it to destroy? So coronavirus and COVID-19 is not the same.
Wow. Is it a patent on any of those names?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are patents. Melinda Gates and Bill Gates Foundation owns the patent. We're perfect rights.
Wow. So is it a virus or is it side effects of radiation poisoning?
It is definitely the side effects of the radiation poisoning. And a lot of those people who are being affected does have compromised immune systems as well as underlying conditions. And, yes, when you see the woman that is affecting, majority of them, if you was to know their family, ask them, did this person lack hemoglobin on account of being anemic? And majority of us women are anemic when it comes to reproductive and uterine fibroid, endometriosis, adenomyosis, and other things that they put here for us to have. So now, if you even if you're eating healthy, you can still become anemic and lack hemoglobin. And the radiation is the worst thing for anyone who's anemic. And I will repeat that. And remember, I am what? First, an engineer first. My degree is in what? Industrial electrical engineering, telecommunications, network, and technology. I am a banker, international investment private banker, by what? Experience. But by degree, you're speaking to an engineer. Miss Erudite on the court is an engineer that studied communications. Not communications, where people just look at the mass media and deception. I said, hello, communications. Fifth generation, which is what's going on our towers. From these kleptocrat companies like Verizon, Spectrum, T-Mobile, Sprint, all of these multi-billion-dollar companies. People are going to say, well, why would they do that and their customers have to buy? Customers come out and they buy, but they still need the numbers to go up because everybody is in bed with the deep state. So they need their numbers of deaths to go up to bring in the vaccine, which is the virus. That's the virus, the vaccine. COVID-19 is the symptoms. Yes, some people will die with underlying conditions and compromise immune systems. That's given. More people die from the flu than COVID-19. They just come up with a name and call it COVID-19.
Yes, that's very interesting because I was reading about the side effects of radiation exposure. And a lot of the side effects, the same effects that come from exposure of X-rays, and, you know, the radiation is not actually good for us, but it can lead to death. And
exactly.
And like you said about the underlying condition, so if you have diabetes or if you have a weakened heart or if you've had cancer.
Exactly. And that's not let us not forget our hemoglobin's level, anemia. If you are anemic, you are considered an underlying condition. I'm anemic, but I'm not that bad of anemic because I take care of self. I make sure I get my asparagus. I make sure I get my arugula. I've been eating healthy from day one, but I can't help to being anemic, but it's just that I'm not a bad anemic where I have to have iron infusions nor blood transfusions. And remember, the reason why it affects a lot of people with their hemoglobin is because they're not going to get that oxygen to the lungs. And this is an upper respiratory disease of COVID-19. See the difference?
Right.
There you go. So if your if that oxygen is not going into that lungs, you need oxygen in a body to survive because oxygen kills every virus and every disease. So if your body is not getting enough oxygen, your body will shut down. And even the people that are in the hospital and recovering, and some of them may not recover, is not dying of a COVID-19. It may be COVID-19 complications, but that means it got worse, and it probably turned into pneumonia. And after pneumonia, it turned into acute respiratory distress syndrome, and it shut down organs. But majority of the time, it does attack the men because it shuts down their organ, as well as to sterilize them. So if this is not for depopulation, what are we talking about? Why would you want to sterilize the men? Why?
That's
so it is about population control.
And I wanted to also touch on the political aspect of it. Like, do you think that this would affect the voting? Do you think it's a distraction for the elections and things like that?
Absolutely. I would definitely give my intake on that. I will say this. I don't see an election for the upcoming election for general, which is November 3rd. I don't see it. And the reason I don't see it, because what I see is the deep state trying to prolong this COVID-19 pandemic on account of the deep state wanting to prolong this, even with the schools and everything, don't go back until September, whatever the case may be. Okay, now we in November. It didn't get calmed down yet. They're still, stay home. Now what? We need a national emergency. We can't control this virus. Trump has to call the national emergency. So when he calls it, elections are suspended. Trump is president until under martial law. Not another 4 years. Until, I said. What don't people understand? He's going to play them right into his hand. And if I was him, I would do the same thing. Because he knows who's amongst him, who is a snake. He know that person at the NIH, that's from the NIH, is the biggest snake. He was put there for a reason. He's part of the deep state. Anybody that NIH, World Health Organization, CDC, are all part of the deep state.
All right, so we have someone here. I believe they would like to share a question, comment, or concern, or even maybe even chime in. I'm going to go for it. The last four digits is 0050. If you do not want to say anything when I click on, just let me know, and I'll take you right back off. We are live with Ms. Everdite, Wellness Wednesdays. 0050, welcome. Are you with us? Did you want to say anything?
I don't know that them last from that number. Whoever it is, they live with Ms. Herida. You're not going to get this information anywhere.
I think the error code is 478.
I don't know.
All right. So we'll just continue talking. I wanted to also talk about the wearing of the mask and gloves. I was hearing about gloves actually being not good for us to wear. And what do you think about that, like taking precautions?
I say this. When you're going out and you're going to be in open space and closed in spaces is how you wear your mask and how you wear your gloves. And the reason I'm saying that, Sparkle, is, and everyone on the call, is because a lot of people do not know how to use the gloves and take proper measures and precaution of gloves or mask. Like me, if I go outside and I'm going to the bay, I don't need my mask on and I don't need my gloves on because I'm not touching anything and I'm not touching my face or anything. I'm going for a walk. I need my vitamin D and I need that oxygen. I need to be outside and I need to be breathing in, my oxygen, right? So I need that fresh air. There you go. Now, if I say I need to go to the post office or supermarket, oh, absolutely. I need to have on a mask, and I need to have on a pair of gloves. Supermarket, post office, different places, you're dealing with different people. You don't know who may have asymptomatic symptoms, who somebody could sneeze, things like that. So you want to take the proper precautions of wearing the mask. Don't wear the mask if you're going to just take it off and you don't know how to take it off, and you may spread the virus if it's any virus around. You understand what I'm saying? The disease, the COVID-19. Then if, even with the gloves, because some people wind up wearing the same gloves and not even disinfecting them. I wouldn't, like, if I go out, I'm not going to bring no gloves back into my home. And even if I have to reuse my mask, that's why you spray the inside with alcohol and even the outside as well to kill the germs. Because I'm the only one going to wear that mask. Nobody is wearing it. But some people don't know how to use the mask. So that's different. But they need to know how to use it.
So you know what I was thinking that was very interesting in speaking to the financial aspect of yourself, Ms. Erudite, is the fact that Zoom stocks went up and so did Clorox.
Of course it did.
And I've also found that online classes, people getting online classes, has also went up, the amount of people going online classes.
Exactly.
Do you think that indirectly they're just forcing everyone to do everything online?
Absolutely. Everything is, see, is strategically planned to do things virtual, having virtual meetings. So this is why they came up with this pandemic, because they want to show, oh, you could go to school online, the children could go to school online. You could work from home. Mommy and them could be home with the children. You take our vaccine, and this is what it is. You know, we the deep state, follow what we say. We own you. You're a bilateral collateral bond. We spoke about that on my call. I broke down a whole birth certificate and told you how much I was worth. Anybody remember that when we did that?
Yes, I do remember.
All right.
That.
Exactly. So this is when you have to understand being a natural person or a person. Then understanding why Dred Scott case was always an imperative factor, then as well as why Dr. King was assassinated, you want to know the main reason, because of what? The financial and economic inclusion for us as original people. So there's a lot people, like I said, stay woke, because this is just the beginning of it. So if anyone think that we're going to be okay, no, because we are going to have the worst economic collapse, worse than the greatest depression. And I spoke about this on the Wellness Wednesday call how many years ago, I can't even remember, but we know it was when Obama was still in office. Trump wasn't even in office at the time. And even when we had Sophia Stewart on a call, one of our greatest calls we had, you know, and she's the director, the originator of The Matrix. Originator of The Matrix.
The Matrix and the Terminator film.
And The Terminator. Thank you.
8-hour call.
Okay. So when we bringing these people on, we telling you to be aware of what is going on because of the deception, mass media deception. They controlling you through the, that like me, a lot of people are not going to understand me because I'm outside the box. I'm a Q. You understand? Like, I am a Q, and I'm proud to be a Q. I'm always going to be opposite of everyone. I cannot be programmed. That's what mean, okay, you have a knowledge yourself. You cannot be programmed.
And I was also wanted to know about, like, what will happen in the case of our financial, like, a lot of us have lost our jobs. A lot of us are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's really hard to get through to the unemployment insurance line.
I'm glad you know.
About that, like, what do you think is going to happen as far as the financial, is it going to be, is this a part of the GCR, the global?
It is part of the, I would definitely say, yes, we are in the state of a global currency reset, GCR. I absolutely agree to that. I will say this. Everyone that have your money in the banks, look out, because I spoke about a bill-in when it happened in Greece. Who remember that when it happened in Greece? And when I spoke about it, of a bank bill-in. Remember, Obama bailed out banks trillions of dollars.
Right.
Trump will not. I will repeat. Donald Trump will not bail out the banks. Now, let me elaborate. 2008, it looked like Obama stimulated back the economy because he bailed out the banks. So the banks started lending. That's not the truth. The truth is that Obama manipulated the economy with the banks. So now Trump will not bail out the banks. What you think is going to happen? Let me explain. The banks will do a bill-in. I spoke about, let me break this down. What are you in the bank? Let's see who's really on this call tonight that been on this call with Ms. Iridae for how many years we were on. What are you at the bank? Are you an investor or are you an unsecured investor? I need answers. Okay. Well, I answer that. Under Obama's administration, you became an unsecured investor. You are not a secured investor anymore. What does that mean? You are unsecured, so your funds and your money are not secure at this bank, and whatever other products you may have with us is not secured. You became an unsecured, so we can invest, we can bill in, we can do whatever we want with your funds. I guess a lot of people not understanding that. They not ready for this call tonight. Maybe they not ready.
So we have a caller for the last one that is 2552. Would you like, you're live with Ms. Iridae. Would you like to express yourself at all?
Yes, well, first of all, I just want to say peace, love, blessings, light. My name is Nice, and I'm just really here to support Jakeisha. I try to support anything she's involved with, but this is definitely great information. I'm just here to listen.
Thank you for calling in, Nice. You speaking to Ms. Iridae right on the call. We don't know who's listening. Peace. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sparkle, like I said, we're going to be moving on. Get whoever have questions, but I've been speaking about this. We are looking at a global currency reset. Everybody needs to understand this is worse than the greatest. This is your greatest depression. It's worse than the Great Depression.
Yes.
So understand that. And I've been telling you we was going to, it's not going back to normal. Impossible. Trump is going to play them in right in the palm of his hand. Has anyone noticed Trump, you don't see the President Phil anymore at the podium? You don't see the presidential flag there either. Anyone notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I just wanted to know.
Why is that?
That's because when you end in a Fed, that's what usually happens, and you go back into a country instead of being a corporation. Well, remember, we spoke about the corporation versus America and how it was incorporated and where was it incorporated. Let's see who on the phone tonight. Who's on the call? And I broke it down and where was the United States of America Corporation created? Puerto Rico. Anybody remember this information I gave on the call?
Yes, I do remember.
All
that.
Right, then. So,
the truth is unbelievable.
The truth is.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a question. What is Agenda 21?
Well, Agenda UN. It's called UN, United Nations Agenda 21. The UN, which is United Nations Agenda 21, is always going to be about population. I attended the meeting for UN Agenda 21 back in 2016. It was always about population control. UN Agenda 30 is the same thing. UN 30, population control. They are all part of the deep state. Anybody have any questions to ask me? If they ask me, is Trump part of it? No. Trump would never be part of the deep state. Trump is against abortions. Okay. You cannot be part of the deep state and be abortions. Trump is always going to be against population control. Is Donald Trump a racist? Absolutely. I repeat. He is not part of the deep state, and that's why he's going to play them in his hands. Trump was put in there for a reason, to let the GCR go. What the New World Order, what they want to do, is be a one-world government. That's not going to work. It's already signed into place, as you see. You don't see the flag. You don't see the presidential seal.
What I think is interesting is because of the coronavirus, they canceled in some states, it's illegal to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, like, I just wanted to know, what do you think about that? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, because of a virus, you can close down facilities that does certain procedures?
Some. Those states that are against it. They shut it down. So right now in Alabama and different places, you know, you're not having an abortion in Georgia either, to be honest, because they shut down. They're not the deep state. But New York, just like Planned Parenthood, any of them, they're going to tell you the abortion is their main priority. So if you need to come here for anything else, we're not going to be assisting you. Anybody got those emails? Okay. So that's their main priority. Under Planned Parenthood here in New York, they tell you our main priority are abortions. Any other thing, you don't have to come. You know, we don't have the amount of staff to assist you, but they have the amount of staff for an abortion. But that's in New York. There may be, it's like that in other states. That's not part of the deep state. But anyone that's part of the deep state, they can have an abortion. They're safe.
And I just wanted to, you know, with all of this, I just wanted to take a moment of silence for people who have lost people. A lot of people, Ms. Ewood, I don't know if you know anyone personally who has been affected by this pandemic. However, it was a family friend, close friend to our family, sleep in peace, Magalie Solomon.
Yes.
And condolences to her family and everyone else that have lost a family member to this crisis, or just lost a family member or someone they love and know in general. I just wanted to take a moment to remember those people in silence. It would take about 10 seconds and do that. All right, and that is from Wellness Wednesdays with Ms. Erudite. We just wanted to take that moment to acknowledge the people who we lost through this crisis, and we need to be compassionate and stick together and just help one another. Mr. Evans, I wanted to offer a solution for us who was listening tonight about how we can strengthen our lungs through exercises. You
yes.
and I both know the benefits of yoga. And
yes.
Taking deep breaths and conscious breaths and having intentions towards those breaths. And what do you think we can do, Ms. Erudite, to help strengthen our lungs naturally, to get us, you know, prepared or have some type of preventative habits in place?
Well, for the ones that are home, I would say definitely the breathing exercises. Isometric exercises are excellent for the upper body, the lungs, the heart, strengthen your immune system. Immune system exercises of different points of the body, from your ankle shin, the elbow shin, then the knee shin, and then even by your thumb. The two different sides. You can do that within 15 minutes and do it twice a day, and you're good to go. That's definitely part of building up the immune system naturally. You also need to be able